So go ahead and lie on your backs. Just get comfortable. And we're basically going to be lying on our backs the entire time through this lesson. So whatever it is that you need to get comfortable on the back, for some people, if you want to have your bring your feet to standing position, so your knees are up away from the floor, pointing to the ceiling, and your feet are standing on the floor, that's fine. If anyone has like pillows or something like to put under their knees or prop themselves up, however it is, we're just going to be lying on the floor. So when we typically in Feldenkrais lessons, one thing that we do is we start with a scan. We can scan how the pelvis makes contact with the floor. And we can scan how the spine and the back are making contact with the floor. Your left and your right shoulder. And how the weight of your arms is pressing into the floor. Feel the contours of your inhalation. Where do you feel the breath going to when you inhale? Don't try and change it. Don't try and force it or think, I know how the breath should be, so let me make this be this way. Just note what you're doing. And by noting it, you're going to remember. And then scan your cervical spine. So that means your neck. And one thing to take note of is the distance that in your self-image, how you see yourself, the distance that the neck is off of the floor. And then you can also scan the contact that you're making with the back of your head. Do you feel that contact point where your head makes contact with the floor, is that truly at the center of the back of your skull, or is it a little bit to the left and to the right? And if you were to take a laser pointer and glue it to the end of your nose and shine the little laser beam, would that beam go straight vertically up to the ceiling, or would it go a little bit to the left or to the right? And then scan your face. Feel your cheeks, your forehead, your eyebrows, your jaw, and your chin. Just take note of whatever it is that you sense now. If you wanted to turn your head just a little bit to the left or to the right, which direction would you want to turn your head in? Do you feel like you're preconditioned, it's just a little bit easier, or maybe a lot easier, to roll your head in one direction? Or to initiate it? And then sense also how the eyes are resting inside the eye sockets. Does it feel like the eyes are resting in the middle? To the left or to the right? And now bring your right hand into your awareness. Feel where it's making contact with the floor, palm or back of the hand. And note, what did you do with your eyes? Was there a shift in your eye? Did your eyes perhaps look to the right? And now bring your left foot into your awareness. Feel the contact of the floor of your foot. Feel the width of your foot, the length of your foot. And as you brought your foot in, how did your eyes respond? Go back to the right hand. Bring your awareness into your hand. And then go back to the left foot. And without inhibiting anything, as you bring the attention slowly from the hand to the foot, what do you notice that the eyes are doing? You want your face to be soft. And can you feel that as you switch the attention, your eyes shift? Let it go and rest. So now, let's take both of your hands and bring it up to your face. And with your hands, with your right hand, cover your right eye. And with your left hand, cover your left eye. And what you want to do is you want to lay your hands on your face so that the palm is sort of like creating a cup that sits over the eye socket. So your hand is not actually pressing on your eyes, but it rests around the edges of your eye bone. And the most natural way to do this is that so that the tips of the fingers sit in the center above your two eyebrows, and then the tips of the fingers, one hand rests on top of the other. And in this way, you're not pressing against the eyes. It's a nice, soft little resting of the hands. And as you do this now, notice there's no light coming into your eye sockets, to your eyeballs anymore. and just pay attention to what colors and shapes, that movements that you still see. Now, when you still see these things, it's because, not because you're actually receiving a signal into the eyeball, but it's that the optic nerve itself is still stimulated and excited. And so your brain is seeing things because of the overstimulation, overexcitation of the optic nerve. So now, with your hands covering your eyes like this, see if you can find a place or a region or a moment where things are darker than everywhere else in your field of vision. And just find that dark place and see if you can enhance it somehow. Make it more full. Expand the darkness in your field of vision. And then leave it. Let your hands rest by your side. And rest. Rest with the eyes closed. Okay, so now bring attention again to your eyes. And slowly now, only with the eyes, take the eyes a little bit more to the right and back to the center. So your head stays looking forward, and your eyes gently roll a little bit to the right and a little bit to the center. And start out slow. And with each subsequent movement, see if you can either expand the range a little bit or expand the smoothness by which the eye glides to the right and back to the center. For many people, the eyes are constantly moving for everybody. There's all these very delicate, complicated muscles that control the eyes. But the more fine-grained control we have over them, so just gently, to eyes to the right, back to the center. Always seeking greater ease. Greater smoothness. Now speed it up. So make the eyes, whatever speed you were doing, make it twice as fast. Make sure there's no tension in your face. Your breathing is smooth. It's just your eyes going left and to the right and to the center. To the right and to the center. And then slow it down. So whatever you were doing originally, make it half of that speed. And see, is there some point where the movement's not smooth? Or is there, map it out. and go back to doing it your regular speed. And then let it go and rest. Now, again, take your two hands, place them over your eye sockets in the same position we did before, so that your palms and fingers are cupping the eye sockets and your fingers are laying on top of each other above your eyebrows. So there's no pressure on your eyes, only you're just blocking out the light. And now pay attention to how much darkness is in your field of vision now. And whether there's been a change, an increase in the darkness relative to before. And see if you can find that darkness and expand it again. So there's a darkness and you just request that it be expanded. You ask for it to be expanded. Make sure you're breathing. There's no clenching of the jaw. And leave it and let it go. Let your arms rest by their sides. And now bring your attention back to your eyes and the eye sockets. Now before we did the movement from the center to the right and back to the center. So now we're going to do center to the left and back to the center. So slowly start with just small movements of your eyes to the left and come back to the center. And then slowly expand that movement and make it clear. Make it simple. Make it easy. But note, is there one direction that you prefer? Do you prefer taking your eyes to the right or to the left? Just note it. As your eyes go to the left, the eyeballs glide, rotate gently in the sockets. And then speed it up. Make it twice as fast. Or if you're feeling daring, three times as fast. Your only task is not to have tension in your face and not to inhibit your breathing. And then slow it down too. Can you make it really slow? Just to the left, just to the center. Can you appreciate things about how you move the eyes in the socket when you're going slow relative to how when you were going fast? Try going fast again. There are things you notice when you're going fast that you don't notice when you're going slow. Pause, let it go. Bring your attention back to your eyes. And now we're going to combine the movements, going left and right. So gently, starting out with slow, small range of motion, take your eyes to the left, back to the center, then to the right, back to the center, oscillate side to side. Now you may be able to really note which side is easier for you. And don't push it. Don't try and create a stretch. It's hard to imagine how you could stretch the eyeballs, but it may just be metaphorical. Don't make a stretch. Keep the face soft. Breathing clear. Make the movement of the eyes easy. You'll speed up the movement of the eyes, left and right. You're seated at a tennis match, and there's a tennis match going on in front of you. Dum, 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 dum. And then slow it down. Back and forth, left and right. And now let it go, stop, and let your eyes just rest wherever it is that they want to rest. And take note of that direction or that location in your eye sockets. And there may be, could be two things you could ask. One is, is this any different, this location, any different than it was originally? And two is, do I have a greater sense of clarity about the eyes, where they sit inside the eye socket, where they're pointed, these sorts of things. Now again, let's bring the two hands up to cover the eyes, to have the fingers laying on top of the fingertips laying on top of each other. There's no pressure on the eyes. And now pay attention to the field of vision and how much black is in your field of vision. Has this changed relative to when you started? And again, take that darkness that you that is there in your field of vision, and take the darkest point, the darkest location, and expand it. So the darkest of the dark just oozes out, softens, and spreads. All the while your breathing is soft, your face is soft, the only active part is to expand the darkness. And then bring your hands by your sides and rest. Alright, let's bring the attention back to the eyes again. Now we're going to do a bit of an unusual thing. With the eyes closed as they are, feel the eyelid. Feel the eyelids on your eyes. And imagine that your eyelids are pressing down, gently, but pressing down onto your eyeballs and pushing your eyes a little deeper into the eye sockets. So it sounds a little strange. I'll repeat it. Your eyelids just pressing down onto your eyes. Gently, but discernibly and firmly. And then you release it. And then you press again. And then you release. Press again. And release. And see if you can, well, try doing it just with your right eye. So only your right eyelid now presses down. And then you can release and press and release. And after you've done that a couple times, you can switch over to your left eye. Press and release with the left eye. And note, is one eye, is it clearer to do this with one eye than with the other eye? And now continue with both eyes pressing the eyelids onto the eyes, to push the eyes deeper into the eye sockets. When I do it, it actually feels a little bit like it's flattening the eyeball a little bit. If, who knows? keep your breathing. Don't inhibit your breathing in any way. Your face is soft. And then stop it. Let it go. And just rest. And now, again, bring your hands up to cover your eyes so they form a nice pocket to block the light out. And notice how much darkness is in your field of vision now, what you're actually seeing. And is that changing? Is it becoming even more dark? Becoming darker. And can you continue to expand the darkness? Without any effort, without any tension. And then bring your hands by your sides and rest. If you notice that there is some changes in your field of vision, there's more darkness in your field of vision when you cover up your eyes, through the eye movements that we're doing, it's kind of an interesting thing, because what you're perceiving is a function of the brain and the optic nerve. That's the eyes, the brain, the optic nerve. So if you don't have any light coming in, the things that you're seeing are the chatter in the optic nerve and in the brain. So, but by doing movements of the eyes, like we have been, it's just movements of the muscles, really. It's a curious thing that can affect what your visual cortex is actually seeing. The visual cortex of your brain. Now bring attention to your eyes again. Find where they're resting in center. And now begin to look down and back to the center with your eyes. So you look down as if your eyes wanted to see the toes of your feet, if your feet were long, or your knees, if your feet were between your legs, if your feet were standing. So just gently looking down, back to the center. Finding ways to increase the movement. Starting off slow, increasing the movement. And making it easy. And at the same time, checking in with your breath, with your jaw, with your face. Making sure you're not accruing any tension there. Okay. Excuse me. in any of those places? And then speed up that movement, looking down and back to the middle, down, back to the middle. Slow it down. So it's really like molasses going down and back to the middle. And just let it go. Let your eyes rest. And then bring attention back to your eyes. So we went from the middle down. Can you now go from the middle up as if you wanted to see your forehead with your eyes? And return. So from the middle to up and back. And again, it's the same drill. It's not rocket science. Slowly. Begin with small movements. Slowly expand them. And make the movement soft and easy. Check if there's any tension in your breathing, in your face. And just pause now with your eyes in the center. And now let's go up and down with the eyes. Nice, smooth, continuous movement. It's as if you've been doing this your entire life. And of course you have. Clearly, with distinction, and then let it go, and bring your palms, your hands to cover your eyes again. And note what is in your field of vision, the level of darkness now. And find the darkest point in the darkness, darkest place, and expand it. Make it grow. And leave it. Let your hands rest by your side and rest. So now, well, before I let you guys rest, let me just ask, how's everybody doing? Is there any nausea or... Okay. That's good. So just take a nice rest. Just let it go. Don't think about your eyes or... Just think about Bugs Bunny. okay, you can stop thinking about Bugs Bunny now. Bring attention to your eyes again. So we move the eyes left and right and up and down. So they make sort of like a plus sign, if you think of the etching of the movements. And so just gently, just for yourself, in a very comfortable range, re-inhabit that plus sign. So go left to right, up and down, however you like to do it, but stay in the etchings of that plus sign. Nice, small, comfortable plus sign. A luxurious plus sign, even. And then pause. And now you have this plus sign, right? Could you now inscribe a circle with your eye around the four ends of the plus sign? You pick the direction, clockwise or counterclockwise, and just inscribe a circle with the eyes. For some, this may be much more challenging than the pure linear movement of left, right, up and down. Slowly, no tension in the face. Nice, soft breath. And you can even make a smaller circle than the plus sign. It's probably not a bad idea, actually. And if it's easy, you can make the circle bigger. Play with it. And then switch directions. So if you're going clockwise, you're going counterclockwise, or vice versa. Do it in a way so that you feel no effort in your face, in your eyebrows, inside your eye sockets. And let it go. And again, bring your hands to cover your eyes. And check in now with the darkness, the level of darkness. And see if you can remember what that was like at the beginning of the lesson. And note the difference. And see about expanding the darkness. Can that darkness be made even darker? And once you're satisfied, bring your arms to your sides again. And then we did a little scan at the beginning of the lesson. Scan the pelvis and the back and the shoulders, how the two arms were lying, the back of the neck, its distance from the floor, and the head. So check in with those things and see if you notice any differences. Is there a change in the elevation of the back of your neck from the floor? Do you feel a change in the contact of the back of your head, the two shoulders? Examine the contours of your breath. I'm really proud of you guys. No one took a nap, I think. So it's very challenging not to take a nap this lesson. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes or leave them closed and come, roll to your side and slowly come up to standing. Walk around a little bit. And that's that.